You're listening to SBS News.
Niki Lauda was already a Formula One world champion when he crashed and nearly died at the Nürburgring in Germany in 1976. His Ferrari was engulfed in flames, and were it not for the quick thinking of fellow drivers and some brave marshals, Lauda would not have lived, let alone returned to the sport. Instead, he was back racing only 5.5 weeks and 2 races later. Lauda said at the time that he fought very hard just to stay alive.
When I came to the hospital, you know, you feel like kind of you feel like you're very tired and you would like to go and sleep. But you know it's not just going sleeping, it's something else. And then you just fight with the brain. You hear noises and you hear voices and you just try to listen what they're saying and you try to keep your brain working and to get the body ready to fight against the illness. And I think this was very good that I did that, because in that way I survived.
Lauda only lost that year's Drivers' Championship by 1 point to his great rival James Hunt, a battle that was later portrayed in the film Rush. Former Ferrari chairman Luca di Montezemolo paid tribute to his friend of half a century.
It's a sad day, a very sad day for me, a sad day for all the supporters of Ferrari, a sad day for Formula One. Niki has been a friend of mine for 50 years. Think about it, 50. We started together. He was always a loyal friend, as he was a loyal man, a man with whom I shared some of the most beautiful moments of my life and a lot of important victories of Ferrari. He was a very strong pilot, intelligent.
Lauda was born Andreas Nicholas Lauda in Vienna, Austria in February 1949. He pursued a racing career against the wishes of his family, eventually making his Formula One debut in 1972 for the struggling March team. He joined BRM in 1973, and after one season there, moved on to Ferrari in 1974, which was Luca di Montezemolo's first year in charge of the team. He won his first race at the 1974 Spanish Grand Prix and eventually finished fourth in the Drivers' Championship. 5 wins in the 1975 season guaranteed Lauda his first Formula One Drivers' Championship. Former Formula One boss Bernie Eccleston remembers Lauda as, first and foremost, an exceptional person.
Niki was an exceptional person. After that original first accident, for him to come back from that, which he shouldn't have really done, he was given the fact that he wasn't going to make it. And he did, drove again, drove and won the championship again. I mean, he just was a very, very special person. So I miss him a lot, obviously.
After narrowly missing out on the 1976 Drivers' Championship despite his brush with death, Lauda made amends in 1977. Consistency was enough to win the trophy, but Lauda was unhappy with Ferrari's decision to bring in Carlos Reutemann as his teammate. Lauda announced he was quitting Ferrari at the end of the season, only to leave early after the United States Grand Prix. Lauda spent 2 seasons at the uncompetitive Brabham team run by Bernie Eccleston before retiring from the sport in 1979. He returned to Austria to run his charter airline Lauda Air full-time. Bernie Eccleston says Lauda was well known for speaking his mind.
He knew what to say and when to say it. But, I mean, he didn't hold back when he had something to say. And as a race driver, I mean, he was a super race driver. Niki was one of those guys who would always know when he was on the limit or if he knew there was a little bit more there he could find. And he would come back after qualifying and say, "It's a little bit more we can find." And that's what happened. He found it.
Lauda came out of retirement, returning to Formula One with McLaren in 1982. He won a third Drivers' Championship in 1984, and in doing so became the only driver to win a Drivers' Championship at both Ferrari and McLaren. He won for the final time at the 1985 Dutch Grand Prix. His second retirement proved permanent. Lauda returned to running his airline and later came back to Formula One as a consultant at Ferrari and then as team principal of Jaguar. Lauda married for the second time in 2008 to Birgit Wetzinger, who was a flight attendant at Lauda Air. Only 8 months after they had met, she donated a kidney to Lauda, saving his life. Lauda leaves behind two sons from his first marriage to Marlene Nauss, a son, Christoph, who was born from an affair, and 10-year-old twins, Matthias and Lucas, from his marriage to Wetzinger. Niki Lauda was 70 years old. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.